Larry, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
We've got some great news. The Delaware Bluecoats, which, if you don't know, is the NBA G League affiliate of the Philadelphia 76ers, have announced details for Art Madness. Art Madness is a pop-up art gallery and basketball-themed art competition featuring local visual artists presented by the Sold Firm. And we're going to talk to somebody from the Sold Firm right after we talk to Larry. Larry, tell me all about Art Madness.
Absolutely. So we tried to be more than just a basketball team, a basketball game. We try to find unique ways to engage our fans that come to the game. And we partnered with the Sold Firm, which is, you know, this local gallery here in Wilmington. And they showcase kind of emerging artists, and kind of thought of this idea to do almost like an art show at our game. But how can we be different with it and using the power of basketball kind of bring people together? So we talked with them, and we came up with this this event called Art Madness that'll be at our game. And you know, it should be a pretty cool event for all our fans.
Has the Delaware Bluecoats ever done anything like this before? I mean, when you think of art, you think of art. When you think of basketball, you think of basketball. You don't normally pair the two together. Have you guys ever done anything like this before?
We haven't. And I, you know, honestly, I'm giving credit to the 76ers with their crossover platform. They just done a kind of an art exhibit in Philadelphia. So to kind of steal a little bit from them, we wanted to find a way to intersect basketball and different aspects of our culture, whether it's art, food, music, theater. And this time we're gonna jump into the art side of it. And that was kind of the genesis from it all.
Now, this Art Madness, this pop-up art gallery and basketball-themed art competition will be on display during the Bluecoats tip-off with the Fort Wayne Mad Ants on Saturday, March 21st. Do you expect a larger-than-normal crowd at this game because of this Art Madness?
Absolutely. We're going to sell this game out. We're also partnering with the state of Delaware on a mental health awareness night that same night. So I think we'll have a packed house. It'll be a lot of fun. There'll be a live painting, art demos, a lot of things for our fans to take in that evening. So it should be really a fun game for everyone.
Larry, tell me more about this mental health awareness night.
So we partnered with Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long. Her main platform is on mental health awareness and providing resources for those that are struggling in all aspects of mental health, whether it's addiction or what have you. And they reached out to us, and we were like, look, why don't we use the power of basketball, our platform, our stage, to raise awareness, raise some money, and really make it a big night that we can talk about mental health in this community.
What do you expect from team members themselves, Bluecoats team members, on the night of Art Madness? Are any of the team members artists?
Right now we are surveying them to make sure that they can be engaged if that is a passion of theirs. There isn't anyone, I think, on the team right now that is, but it doesn't mean that you can't. You can't start. You can only start somewhere, and you know, we're going to certainly try to get them involved as well.
Anything else about Art Madness or about the Delaware Bluecoats that you want to get out to the general public?
I guess the important thing is that we try to use the basketball. It's such a beautiful sport, and it is our main product. It's our center ring, if you will. But I think it's important for people to know that, you know, we can use the power of basketball to really drive positive change in this community. And we're going to use our game as kind of that stage for not only bringing people together, but giving them an outlet, and use the field house as kind of that beacon, you know, for kids that might need some help, that might need an outlet, that type of thing. So I think it's important to realize that we're more than just a basketball team. We are a community-based organization.
All right, Nataki Oliver is the owner of the Sold Firm. Nataki, tell me about the Sold Firm's position in this Art Madness.
The Sold Firm is a gallery downtown Wilmington, which has a good relationship with several businesses in the city, and one of them has been the 76ers Arena and the Bluecoats. So we decided that because of the contributions that the art have given to the city of Wilmington, we decided that it would be a great opportunity to combine basketball and art and one night at the arena with a art pop-up gallery, which we've done throughout the city before. So we just wanted to merge two great things that the city of Wilmington has embraced and the community's love. Leading up to that, we're going to have a couple other events that the city and the communities can participate in March as well. So we, instead of making it March Madness, which everybody's familiar with in the basketball world, we decided to flip it and make it Art Madness.
That's so great. This is going to be a great event. Why basketball and art? How do they go together? How do you make them go together?
So because I have a background in art and I research it heavily, and the trends that are happening, I've noticed in the last about 10 years, the basketball community and the NBA has really embraced the art culture, from it being fashion to them actually bringing emerging artists to the forefront. Like, we know a lot of the major artists that have paved the way throughout the years. And so emerging artists have had a struggle in years becoming relevant. And we have to admit that social media and Instagram has really made that possible. So I've noticed that a lot of the NBA teams and a lot of the stars have really made artists popular by embracing the art culture. They may not have noticed it before, but it's now happened. And I feel that in Wilmington, you know, with us having our own basketball team, the NBA G League, the Delaware Bluecoats, it would be perfect to now have us merge the two when other big cities are actually doing it.
Now, are you looking for artists for this pop-up art gallery and basketball-themed art competition?
Yes. So in 2019, I actually manage artists through the gallery. But one of the components, I noticed a lot of artists were coming to me and they wanted me to manage them, and I cannot physically do it everything on my own. So I created the SoCo Art Collective, which is artists can come together at pop-ups, sell their artwork, sell their merchandise in one space where art lovers can come at one time and check out all the emerging artists in Wilmington who are participating. So right now for the event, we are looking for vendors, artists who would like to vend. We're looking for even art galleries who have a collection of archives that they would like to share of multiple artists, and creatives who, you know, may make apparel, but they make it by hand and they have a visual art component to it. So, yes, we are. And the deadline for vendors to reserve a space is March 8th.
Do you expect a lot of artists to step up to the plate and get involved in this? Two-part question. The second half, do you expect artists from out of Delaware to come in and participate?
Absolutely. In 2019, we held 4 to 5 so-called art pop-ups. And there's usually 15 to 20 artists who participate. Last fall, we had a two-day session, which was one day at Deco, and the other day, the second day was at the Constitution Yard down at the riverfront. And it was an explosion. It's something new, and it's something that I feel should grow, and I see it happening. And I would love to have artists outside of Delaware to participate, because we always go outside of Delaware into other states to participate in their art culture.
We've been talking to Nataki Oliver. She founded the Sold Firm back in 2018. Nataki, give us a shameless plug all about the Sold Firm. What are you guys all about?
So I started the Sold Firm very organically. I've always been, like I said, in the arts, in fashion. So coming back to Delaware from New York, I knew that I wanted to bring what I've learned and what I've experienced back to Wilmington. And about 2-3 years ago, I worked with an artist who just was looking for advice and actually wanted me to curate his first art show. I did that. From that, other artists began to reach out to me and look for the same presence and the same assistance. From that, I was able to then manage an artist and manage a couple of artists here in Wilmington to help their career. When it started to grow, I knew that I needed an art gallery space, which is the Sold Firm on at 800 B North Tatnall Street. And I opened the art gallery. It's been a little about a year. It's been about a year now. And since then, I've held countless exhibits, art shows. I've had, in addition to that, I've been able to have a youth component, which is So Youth Paint Sessions. It's a creative expression session that we have with City of Wilmington Youth at different locations. So I've had it at the Soul Firm. I've then been able to branch out and have it at West End, which we're going to have one in March also. So the Soul Firm is really a hub for artists to become, nobody knowing who you are, to become an emerging artist, to then get the confidence to expand out of Wilmington into other states, but still understand that this is your home base, and we want the art culture to grow. I feel in the next 5 years, that's my goal. My goal is to push the arts as much in Wilmington in the next 5 years so that we can compete on a level of Philadelphia, the New Yorks, and the Californians, and even the Miamis, so that people can look at us and say, hey, they have a lot of amazing artists here, which we do, but they don't have the confidence or the place to start. So that's what the Soul Firm is.